Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. We've got a fantastic show for you today. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for your continued support on this podcast. I say that a lot, and I mean that every time I say it. Our podcast has absolutely become the number one listened to daily podcast for agents. The numbers keep on climbing, which the only reason that's happening is because we must be doing a good enough job of giving you guys useful, practical, tactical information. And frankly, I know a lot of you are sharing the podcast with other folks. So I really appreciate your continued support. This podcast, Jules and I put a lot of effort into. Sometimes maybe it doesn't sound like we do, but we really do. And the feedback we get is great. The feedback we get from even folks that have yet to become coaching clients, letting us know that we're on target, on track. You guys get us to it, which is really exciting because, look, I'll be honest with you, when Julie and I first started doing this podcast, we were nervous that we would not be in alignment with what so many agents seem to be interested in, because so many agents are flocking to all the easy button things and the, you know, the buying of the leads and all this other, you know, come on, guys, you know better by now. And then we were telling you the truth. We were telling the market things the market didn't want to hear. We knew that we were going to be in conflict with virtually every other coach, trainer, you know, everyone out there. We knew we weren't saying what they were saying, but we knew what we had to say was the truth. We knew that they're the fallacy of big teams. We knew the fallacy of all this marketing and branding. We knew the fallacy of buying buyer leads and all of that. And we started telling you guys what we thought. We weren't overly concerned about the ramifications of it because we knew what we are saying is the truth. And we had to have faith and confidence that what we are saying was going to resonate with enough people that it was going to work. And no, you know what? If it hadn't, that was fine too. We weren't going to compromise ourselves just for the sake of basically selling coaching. So it worked and it continues to work because of all of you. And I think a lot of you guys, even if you're new agents, listen, learn from the agents who are, you know, in the office that have basically bought Zillow leads or whatever 5 years ago, and they're not now. Maybe the reason they're not is because they didn't work. Those of you who are looking for anything, how do you know if what you're pursuing is an easy button? Here's the answer. If it basically is trying to appeal to your goldie lazy. If it is trying to make it so that your lazy nerve, if it's trying to appeal to the idea that you don't have to do what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level, it's probably bullshit. Not 100% bullshit necessarily, but enough bullshit that you want to avoid the smell. Does that make sense, guys? I know it does. So when you get an email, when you get a call and somebody says, hey, I've got something to make it so that the people will call you, you'll get the emails. You don't actually have to do what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level. You know intuitively it's bullshit. So trust yourself. Because guys, listen, the highest and truest purpose of all of us on this planet, not just in this industry, of course, is being of service to other people. And if you're really in tune with that, the only way you're going to be of service to other people is if you live by the mantra, the personal creed of doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level. So before we get to today's topic, I believe, Julie, I think I was looking at our private Facebook page and we had some fantastic success stories. I don't know if you had a chance to glance at those yet. Yes, you did. I heard by your giggle. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, there are some great examples of what happens when you actually do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at a high level. And I kind of snicker sometimes because it's like, what did you think was going to happen? But it's always the same reaction. Like, you're not going to believe what happened when. So from Teresa Messmer, Teresa writes, I am doing what I don't want to do when I don't want to do it. Knocked on 3 doors. Third door and picked up 3 listings and a buyer as well as a new construction contact. Tim and Julie, you rock. So nice job, Teresa, doing what you didn't want to do. And you know what? That was not like 300 doors. That was 3 door knocks. And so I asked because I know people would want to know. I said, wow, Teresa Messmer, what sort of doors were these? What an excellent payback for your time spent. She wrote, these were in a neighborhood with a for sale by owner. I called on the sign, parked my car, and started knocking. Tiny area, but big results. So killer example of that. Now, from Jennifer Tietgen, hopefully I'm saying that right, one of our newer Premier Coaching members, Jennifer writes, I've committed to working for sale by owners, aka unrepresented sellers. I procrastinated all day yesterday, but told myself I was going to prospect until I had two appointments set. And by 3:30, I had secured a buyer, gotten him pre-approved with our lender, and set an appointment to begin our search for Thursday. I was not comfortable with the script yet, so I didn't utilize them. That was mistake number one. I will utilize them today, but I still forced myself to make 7 calls. 3 actually responded. 1 is receptive to me doing an open house for her, but I've made 3 out of 7 as new contacts, which was a property manager who let me know he would be selling several of his properties over the next 4 months and agreed to stay in touch during the process. The one who was receptive to me coming by to discuss getting her house open at least was potentially $650,000. So again, this was not slaving away all day, every day to get a piddly result. This was Jennifer talking herself into making the calls, even though she wasn't thrilled about talking to unrepresented sellers, made herself do it, and is getting results without yet polishing her scripts. Imagine how powerful she's going to be when she's even better scripted. So, and let's see. Then there's you and I competing for splat points further down on the page. And by the way, one of our longtime listeners and private clients of mine, Beatrix Whipple, out in Long Beach, California, the shout out is for you. She is going to start Orange Theory. I think she's been once or twice before, but she's committing to it either today or tomorrow, she said. And we talked about sometimes you guys don't work out. You more, let's see, active types, maybe hyper even would be the word, because you get bored with it. So we were talking about all the different games that we play in Orange Theory and how to gamify it and compete and all of the great contacts that you can make as well by doing something regular like this and bonding with your fellow colleagues who are also sweating it out with you. So special shout out to Beatrix for jumping into the splat points. Back to you, Tim.
All right. So listen, we have been overwhelmed, to be honest with you, by the numbers of you who are interested in becoming Harris certified coaches. Not going to say I'm surprised. I'm not. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the top 10 reasons why you want to become a Harris certified coach. But I'm going to tell you how we're revising the process. We have decided that we're only going to allow 25, and it starts this week. We've already had 6 spots taken. We're only going to allow 25 of you to become Harris certified coaches. And I'm going to tell you exactly how it's going to work. You're going to go to harriscertifiedcoach.com after this podcast. And you're going to, if you're interested in becoming Harris certified coach, you're going to fill out the form. You have to do both of those things. You cannot shortcut it. And then what's going to happen is you're going to get a call back from Tom. And Tom's going to make sure you understand what a Harris certified coach is. And after that, then you have to talk to me, because we're only going to choose 25 people to be in the Harris Certified Coach program. And then what we're going to do is that we're going to do, Julie and I are personally running this program. It's something we're very proud of. Frankly, we think that becoming a Harris Certified Coach is going to be the next huge thing in the real estate industry. So that's the reason we're doing the launch of this program. And we're going to cultivate all the individual folks that we choose to be certified coaches. And we're going to work with them personally, so that we can make sure you guys all have success. So I'll tell you how I'm doing it. We're looking for people. It doesn't have to be a billion years in the real estate industry, having sold a billion houses. We're looking for we do not want 2 certified coaches in the same area for now. That'll change over time. We're looking for people who have energy and enthusiasm for helping others. And we're looking for people basically who understand that this is a real business opportunity. If you're just looking for anything that falls in the gray area in between those, you know, 3 questions, then you're not a good fit today to be a certified coach, but maybe you will be 12 months from now. We will be raising the price on the certification fairly significantly the second half of this year, probably towards the end of the year after we get this initial group going. So there it is. So we're going to answer the questions, and these are basically, this is my attempt at answering all the questions. I've been getting an email to frankly make it so I don't have to answer so many emails. So here it is, the top 10 reasons to become a Harris Certified Coach affiliate. Thank you, David Letterman, for your top 10 things, and hopefully you're enjoying your retirement. Point number 1, you're aligning yourself with our company, Harris Real Estate Coaching, and we've been in the coaching business for 20 years and have a well-established brand. Thousands, literally, it's more like hundreds of thousands of agents have participated in our programs, so you're starting at the top. Now, that message is directed specifically to those of you who call yourselves coaches, who've tried to start a coaching business. Usually, you try to start in your office. I know there's lots of you listening who have aspirations of being a coach, who have maybe even, you know, called yourself a coach, maybe even had a coaching client or two, but you've not been sure at what to do, how to do it. It's because there's a huge difference between being a coach and having a coaching business. You know, there's a huge difference between having, you know, any kind of business and providing the service. A lot of folks get into, you know, it's like, okay, I love selling houses. Okay, but do you love selling a business that sells houses? You guys get the difference? Those of you who have become successful, you understand that there's one thing to be good at what you do. You know, I love to instruct people at Orange Theory. Okay, now I think I need to be a gym owner. The skill set necessary, two completely different things. So the point was, is that for those of you who love being coaches, love the idea of helping other people, but don't know or don't want to know how to build your own coaching business, this is the perfect opportunity for you. Point number two, Julie.
Yes, point number two. We have the most listened to daily podcast. You're listening right now. We are tracking for over, is that 10 million? I think that's right, downloads.
Yep.
In the next few months. Yesterday alone, we had over 143,000 listens. That means more agents will know Harris, thus making your job easier. So think about what it takes to actually get listenership and to do something like a podcast. Just doing it every day is a lot of work, much less reaching that many people. So you're starting at the top because it's already established for you. Point number three.
That's right.
You don't have, you don't have to sell coaching. Go ahead. I think you want to hover there. Go ahead.
Well, no, it's a good point. So a lot of you guys were asking questions about what do I have to do to get clients? So we don't want you to sell coaching. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but just hear me out, okay? Matter of fact, point number four is going to kind of drill down on the money. We don't want you to sell coaching. Matter of fact, we don't want you to, you know, even, you'll never have to ask for a credit card number or have a contract signed. The way that we've set this up is that you can go about this as a coach many different ways. You can just, essentially, you can do office presentations, and we give you, it's going to probably end up being 10 canned presentations that you can use. Some of you have your own presentations, and what we want you to do, or suggest that you do, is combine what you're doing with what we're doing and come out with a result. But the way we teach you to present is the way we present on the podcast, point by point, so that you're drilling down every point so that everyone listening to you is going to have had a really great experience. Now, you can present in office, live in office, you can present on webinars, you can present on teleconferences, whichever is easier for you. We give you complete support in doing the presentations. We give you flyers. We give you the topics already written out. We tell you how to present the information. Like I said, everything is done for you. You just have to basically get in front of agents. We even give you the email addresses and the phone numbers of the agents in your marketplace that you can directly solicit. Remember, I said we did all this for you already, so all you have to do is take action. So your two primary missions as a Harris Certified Coach is going to be learning how to, well, actually you have to have somewhat mastery of the content. You have to have, you have to at least be good at probably three of the presentations, and they're all pretty straightforward. And you have to then start with your own office and talk. Maybe you're the broker yourself. Maybe you're the office manager. You need to simply say, hey, listen, I'm going to be doing an in-office presentation this Thursday at 3:00. It's going to be on the 7-step listing process. I'm a Harris Certified Coach. And then let's say you have 100 agents in your brokerage, and here's how the math works. So I'm rolling to point number four. So the math just makes sense. It's not hard to get office events. Anyone who's ever done, and I know, you know, some of you who are wanted to start your own coaching business, you know this is true. Getting a broker, office manager, or team leader to allow you to present to their agents is simple, as long as they're confident that what you're going to be presenting is something that's going to be of value to those particular agents. So as long as you're doing that, you're going to win. And when you tell them you're a certified coach and you tell them the topic you're going to be presenting on, they're going to welcome you, not just the first time, but every single month, hypothetically, to come back and present new material. You're not going to be charging for these presentations. So that's it. So put all these pieces together. Some of you, like I said, who've been struggling real estate coaches, you know what I'm talking about. This is not the hard part. We've done the hard part. You really don't have the hard part. So what you do is then you basically get in front of these agents, and here's how the math works. Write this down. This is very important you guys understand this. We have four coaching products. The one that most folks are interested in is Premier Coaching. Many of you are in Premier Coaching, so you know what I'm talking about. The coaching program is around $3,000. We offer essentially, you know, financing. Someone can basically enroll in Premier Coaching and have no payment for the first 30 days. They have no interest. If the balance is paid off in full in the first 6 months, and the payment is around $100 a month. Everyone's approved to be in the program, no matter what their past credit is or their job history. So literally every single person you're presenting to in the office, even if they're brand new, don't have room in their credit card, they're good. They can get into Premier Coaching if they choose to. So we're the only ones in the industry that are offering financing on their coaching products right there. That's going to give you a huge advantage of a Harris, as a Harris Certified Coach. Someone can finance all of our coaching products. So Premier Coaching, the calls are semi-private. And then as you progress to VIP or Plus, then those are, you have private one-on-one coach that's assigned to you. Most people come to us as Premier Coaching members, though a fair number decide just to enroll, and they'll enroll in the higher end program so they can have a personal coach. And that makes sense too. But here's how the math works just on the Premier side. So you get around 70% of whatever the revenue is. So if someone buys Premier Coaching for $3,000, these are all approximations. These numbers will change slightly. You're going to get 70% of that, or $2,100, as a Harris certified coach. Guys listening to me here? So here's how it's really going to work. If you get in front of 100 agents in your office, or let's say it's 100 agents you have to present to in three different offices, it doesn't matter. On average, what you're going to do at the end of your event, half hour, 45 minute event, you're going to say, those of you who would like to have a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches, and also I'm going to give you 6 free books or 3 free books, and you can have the books there sitting in front of you. Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate, Real Estate Treasure Map for the two that they'll want the most. I'll give you these books for free just by requesting a free coaching call now. And then what happens is that you will then gather their information. You'll pass it along to us. We'll tag the fact that these leads were from you in our system. And then our salespeople will call them. Our new member coaches will call them and answer any questions they have about coaching, and also give them a coaching call about building the wheel, the spokes in the wheel, and lead generation, things like that. They have several coaching calls they can use depending on however the agent presents, but that's the gist of it. So if you send us 50 people, on average, half of that will buy. So 25 of those people will buy. But I'll even make it more conservative. If you present to 50 people, okay, 25 people want to have a free coaching call, only 12 of those people buy, on average, you're going to make about $24,000. Okay, you listening here? So if you do one of these events per week, if you do maybe only 2 of these events per month, you can do the math. You will make more money the better you get at presenting, and all of our presentations are easily learned, and then you can then get in front of more and more agents. Some of you will just want to work inside your office. Others of you will want to work inside a region. It doesn't matter. So if you want to make more money, if you want to make a lot more money, and let's be honest, some of you are going to make more money doing this than you will selling real estate, then what you need to do is you need to basically do what it takes to basically schedule as many appointments and as many in-office meetings as you can. And then you're going to win at the end. And it won't take long. Now, how you get paid, the particulars of all that, the lender's fees and the net that you'll get paid and, you know, all that stuff, you'll learn more about that when you become a member. But on average, those are the numbers. Okay, so brokers, office managers, team leaders, this is a no-brainer for you to participate in. If I owned a big brokerage right now, which we no longer do, and if I did, and I had 2 office managers, I would want both of my office managers to become Harris certified coaches, because I then could split, or maybe not split, the coaching commissions that came in from them just doing Harris presentations in the office, offering free coaching calls at the end, the scenario I just laid out for you guys. So those brokers and office managers, or I'm sorry, those office managers then would do these presentations that they should be doing anyway, right? Educational content for the sake of your brokerage. They could do these things as recruitment events. That's what some people are already doing. They'll use their content and say, you know, we're doing a training event. Harris certified coach is going to be in town. The event's going to be on something that everyone's going to find appealing, you know, 10 proven ways to generate your own leads without having to pay, things like that. And then you'll have agents that'll show up at the office, and those agents could be agents that you're trying to recruit. Again, brokers and office managers, you already know the power of what I'm describing to you. Agents who have never seen that side of the fence, you maybe don't appreciate it as much. But brokers and office managers, then what you could do is the people that show up that decide to sign up for coaching, you could split that revenue, or you could use that revenue to pay for your office manager, pay for your team leader. This could be an income spoke for your own real estate practice. That should be exciting for all of you. Are you paying attention? Now, point number 5, Julie, you can do this one.
Yes, and before we get to number 5, you're not even talking about the upside recruitment benefits from providing great usable content in a recruitment event. You're not even, you know, attributing anything, and that, of course, would have upside as well. So it's all related. This is a killer spoke to add on for many of you. So number 5, many of you are looking for what's next. You want to stay in real estate, but the motivation to list and sell isn't there like it used to be. Some of you are getting bored. Being a Harris certified coach is the perfect way for you to use what you know and earn money with what's in your head and still be in real estate. And all of you know who you are who are listening. just going from deal to deal isn't as exciting as it used to be. You don't want to negate what you've learned, all of your experience. Wouldn't it be great to actually be paid for that? So become a Harris Certified Coach. Point number six, Tim.
You'll be perhaps a member of the most elite club in real estate. We suspect that's what's going to happen. Is it become a Harris Certified Coach? There's a lot of, let's just be honest, there's a lot of baby boomers out there. They're looking for a what's next. There's some of you who've already climbed to the top of the real estate summit and you now have so many awards and plaques and whatever else sitting around and you're like sort of saying like, is this it? And you're looking for what's next. This is what's next. By the way, that's what coaching was for us. That's what was next for us, is that we had sort of done what we set out to do in real estate and, had probably too much recognition for it. And we wanted a bigger challenge. We wanted to feel like we were making more of a contribution. Julie and I know many of you, if you actually think about this, you'll agree. We felt like we were only using 20% of what we had to offer. And we were fearful, rightfully so, that the 80% that was inside of us would eventually just die. And I've seen that happen. You guys have seen that happen. It manifests itself in the sake of losing ambition, expecting less out of life. That's what happens when you let that 80% die. So being a coach is reconnecting with the highest and truest purpose that all of us have on this planet, which is being of service to other people. So we're going to drill down on that at point number 10. I'm trying not to make this an emotional presentation. I'm trying to show you guys from a business perspective, because I'm respecting all of you as business people, that this is a great business opportunity. But you will belong to perhaps the most elite club in real estate. Being a coach is an honor. Harris Certified Coaches will have almost an unfair advantage in their marketplaces versus the local non-certified coaches, because there are no rules, laws, and regulations around coaching. Folks who want to hire a coach will be attracted to you because you are certified. So again, those of you who are already thinking about being coaches or are coaches, this is a way for you to really solidify your practice. You aren't just some agents trying to puff themselves up by calling themselves a coach. You are the real deal. Guys, you're going to have our entire customer service staff. You're going to have this podcast. You're going to have our best-selling books. You're going to have all of that reinforcing the fact that you're a real deal, the real deal. Nobody else, if you want to go search to see who else is certifying, folks to be certified real estate coaches, nobody is the answer. I'll save the effort. Point number seven. Now, I think this is a really important point. It's the bottom line. Income spoke. Let's be honest. Would your life be better if you had another source of solid income? You know, one of the things that I've never liked about real estate, now all of you guys can relate, is this transactional income. Right? You do a deal, it closes, then you have to generate another one. The thing about coaching, which is wonderful, and so taking you guys in a slightly different direction, the best businesses in the world are all based on recurring revenue. Coaching is based on recurring revenue. Think about that. All the best businesses in the world, the most expensive, profitable, best everything, are businesses that are recurring, not transactional. The customer pays per month, opposed to just buying it once, and then, maybe you'll see them again in 3 years, or maybe you won't. So you now, as a Harris Certified Coach, could have a recurring source of revenue. And I'm tripping over my own tongue because I'm trying to get through all 10 points. In all reality, many of you could earn more money doing this than versus selling real estate. We suspect that this will become many agents' way of retiring from selling real estate full-time. We do want you to keep your listings, jettison the buyers. All right, point number eight, Julie, and I want to get through all 10.
Yes, you got it. Professionally, this is the height of your career. Being a Harris Certified Coach will be what's seen as the peak of the summit for many of you. It's the very thing that you've probably been looking for in real estate, though you might not have defined it until this podcast. You'll have the recognition. You'll have the feeling of accomplishment that comes from being a Harris Certified Coach. So let's be honest. Lots of you don't have a plan B for yourselves if the economy goes to mush. Not that that's ever happened before, right? Think about the cycle we're in. Or if you don't or can't sell real estate anymore, this is it. So many of you guys come to coaching at this level, searching for what's next and looking for you. Many of you will call it your exit plan or your plan B, or you'll just say what's next, but you haven't been able to define it yet. That's why we're helping you to define it now. Point number nine. This is a proven, complete coaching system. You don't have to create anything. It's all done. I have to say, regarding the content in these presentations, Tim, that you're referring to, this is not out of our listeners' wheelhouse. It should all be very, very familiar. And the advantage that you have is it's all market tested. It all works. I mean, one of the reasons we use the Facebook shout-outs is to show you that it's not just because we say it works. It's because you have the testimonials right there on the Facebook page saying, hey, you know what? When I do what you ask me to do and I'm coachable and I follow the content and I just put one foot in front of the other, look at the killer results I get. So we're not trying any content out on you. It's all proven. You don't even need a website. The cost of running your coaching business will be almost nothing. Flyers, business cards, that's about it. Back to you, Tim, for number 10.
And point number 10, I need your help with, Julie. I know you want to get on Premiere. Point number 10, and I put this last. It should have been first. Some of you are judging us because we weren't talking about this point first, but I wanted to respect your intellect as business people or your growing intellect as business people. I wanted to respect the fact that you're business people and not bring up anything overly emotional until the last point. In my professional life, and I know, Julie, we talk about this all the time, there has never been, now professional life, guys, I'm not mixing, you know, family and religion and, you know, that. But in our professional lives, we have never come across anything that's as emotionally and, dare I say, spiritually as satisfying and fulfilling as being a coach. And we talk with other business folks, not just real estate people, but Julie and I have, you know, we talk with other people that are in other sorts of sales professions, which, by the way, is everybody. And I learn about how to run this kind of business or that kind of business from coaching other people in other businesses. And I have to tell you, I've yet to come across anything, frankly, as good as selling real estate, but B, as far as the satisfaction you have at the end of the day, helping somebody else accomplishing their goals, I've never discovered anything that puts me in closer alignment with, frankly, my highest and truest purpose on this planet. Julie and I don't talk a lot about ourselves, and so this is something for us that's emotional, but it is true. Helping others accomplish their goals in life through a proven system has been one of the greatest blessings of our lives. You know, how will you feel knowing that you didn't just close a deal or list a house? That's a great feeling, don't get me wrong, but you change folks' lives. You change your coaching clients' lives. The feeling you have when you have somebody that even has a small breakthrough or epiphany is amazing. And here's a really cool thing that's difficult to describe until you're actually doing it. It's cathartic. And cathartic basically means it's almost impossible for you to tell somebody to do something if you don't start doing it yourself. Now, you will start out by being a kind of a, you know, you're learning how to be a coach along the way. So someone will say, I want to lose 10 pounds, or someone will say, I want to gain 10 listings, or someone's going to say something like that to you. And then you're going to use our material and you're going to follow one of our plans and you're going to tell them how to do it. Well, you do that three or four times, then you're going to look down at your own waist and you're going to say, shit, I could do it myself. And then you're going to start doing it. You know, you can't tell somebody to save money if you're not saving money yourself. You can't tell somebody to buy rental properties. So the word is cathartic. The side stream benefits of being a coach from a selfish perspective go far beyond, you know, helping people, which is wonderful, making money, which is wonderful, but it also directly affects the quality of your life and the quality of your family's life. And something else, you guys do not have to stay necessarily local to be a coach. If you are looking for a way to maybe expand, like we have a lot of folks that will sell real estate in two markets. Well, you could easily be a coach in two markets. You could move. This could be the thing that, you know, you want to retire and move the hell out of the snow belt and you want to move to someplace where it's sunny all year. We did, you know, coaching allowed us to do this. This was forever ago, but we did. We moved out of Ohio because we had coaching. You guys could do the same thing. So bottom line is, for many of you, not all of you, for many of you, this is what you've been looking for. And I love what Julie said because it's so true. Many of you don't know you've been looking for it, but because of you're realizing what an opportunity this can be. Now, here's the bottom line. And this isn't sales bullshit. This is the truth. We're looking for initial batch of 25. And once we satisfied that 25, once we have those 25, and we're going to officially start in the next 30 days with the first session. Then what we're going to do is we're going to 90 days, maybe 120 days. Then we're going to have in another probably 25 or 50. We will raise the price significantly, probably by 50%. So for the first 25 of you that are ready to become Harris certified coaches, and it's not all of you, and I respect the fact that some of you want to stay selling real estate. I totally understand. And I respect that. This might be something you'll consider in 10 years, assuming we're still doing it, right? So here's all you have to do. Go to harriscertifiedcoach.com. You're going to land on a page. The page is a simple form. Fill it out. There's like 10 questions. You can scroll down to the FAQs at the bottom if you have more questions that you need answered. Fill out that form. You're going to get a call back from Tom. Tom's going to confirm that you know what you're asking for, basically. And then you're going to talk to me. And then we're going to have a 10 or 15 minute conversation. And frankly, I'm going to decide whether or not we want you to be one of the initial 25 in this program. That's it. We are going to hold standard to this class, this program. Not everyone can just sign up. We're looking for people that have, you know, either are the best of the best or who we feel have the capacity to be the best of the best. If that's you, HarrisCertifiedCoach.com. Julie's got to go to a coaching call, and so do I. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.